If 2020 wasn't difficult enough, the International Union for Conservation of Nature has updated its list of threatened species, and the headline is not good. 31 plant and animal species have just been downgraded on the so-called red list. They are now extinct. John Paul Rodriguez is the chair of the IUCN's Species Survival Commission, and he joins us now from Caracas, Venezuela. John, not all the species on this list are recently extinct, including a shark that hasn't been seen since 1934. Why did it take so long to say the lost shark was extinct?
So if you look at the instructions, our book, our instruction book, it says you have to look for the species everywhere, in any season, any time of day. We're using all the possible methods to measure the presence. So it's a really strict set of conditions that we have to meet. So we only declare them when we're fairly sure, and that sometimes can take a few decades to confirm that. But, you know, if we say it's extinct, it's really unlikely they'll be found again.
Well, unfortunately, 15 freshwater fish species in the Philippines are now extinct, according to your calculation. What's behind their disappearance?
You know, freshwater systems in general are amongst the most threatened of all ecosystems. Those are the ones that we interact with most. So there are lots of causes, but the main causes in this case is introduced species. You know, we put in species from other parts of the world, we introduce them into our river systems, and they eat up the native species. So that, combined with over-harvesting, you know, just fishing them too much and consuming them. But exotic species are a major threat to freshwater systems, and these freshwater fish are victims of that.
Well, I'm looking at your corner of the world in South America. A freshwater dolphin found in the Amazon River system was added to your endangered list. Thankfully, there's still a chance to keep that animal on the planet. But it also means that all species of freshwater dolphins are on the brink of extinction. So what's the significance of that dire news?
One of the main reasons that they are is because they get trapped in fishing nets. So some of the fishing is not for the dolphins, it's for fishes. And this is the case for most freshwater dolphins all over the world. Also dam building, you know, we are determined to produce electricity and save water. I mean, things that are important to humans naturally, and they have big impact over freshwater dolphins. And developing new fishing techniques, restricting some of the most destructive ones, unifying governments and their policies are all things that are within our reach, things that we can do. So we can certainly prevent this.
And it's not just the animals. The Red List says a third of the world's population of oak trees are now in danger.
Yeah, no, that's interesting because sometimes you think, you know, if you live in North America and the U.S., you think of oak trees as these trees that are lining the streets and they're beautiful. But my favorite by far is an oak. But some of these oak trees that live in mountains and cloud forests in high places, and they're subject to logging and other activities. And the way that we do things in the Red List is that we take an entire group of species, like the oaks or the proteas, which is the other species, group of plants that you'll find in this last release, and then we assess all of them so that we get an idea of the group threat.
I see. Well, I do want to highlight what can happen when things go right. The population of European bison, which you had upgraded from vulnerable to near threatened, there were reportedly only 1,800 of these animals back in 2003, but last year the numbers rose to more than 6,000. What happened with the European bison that was such a success that maybe could be replicated elsewhere?
Yes, well, in fact, it has been replicated already. The American bison went through a similar story of being extinct in the wild and now being a species that is near threatened. And I think the key message for me of these two stories is that conservation works. And the problem is that we don't do enough of it. And, you know, much more is invested in destroying nature than in saving it. So if we did a bit more of it, we could recover many of these species. Nature really bounces back if we give her a chance. And this case of European bison, which you can imagine is some of the most populated places in the world, but they have found a way to coexist with bisons. And I am sure that we can find a way to do this with many species everywhere else.
I know you've been working on these red lists for many years. I wonder how this year compares to past and how the losses that we're seeing now, you know, might be exacerbated in a way they weren't a decade ago or two decades ago because climate change is getting so much worse, and the threat appears to be much more imminent around the world.
Yeah, no, climate change operates at a scale that is a bit slower than some of these other threats, like overexploitation or habitat destruction. So it takes a bit longer to be captured. by the global red list. So there are very few species in the world that you can declare their state due to climate change. But it's difficult to say whether this year is worse than other years. But if you look at the aggregate change over time, it is clear that the status of species is declining everywhere. So what we're hoping to do with the red list is not just highlight that species are declining, but also use that as an incentive for action. And we hope to get countries around the world to help us do that by implementing conservation action in their countries at the local level.
John Paul Rodriguez is the chair of IUCN's Species Survival Commission, which has declared another 31 plant and animal species around the world extinct. John, thank you.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.